VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome back to eBay Radio, where every segment is top-rated and all returns are hassle-free. Now, here's your host, Griff.
And this open phone segment is brought to you by ShipStation, wherever you sell, however you ship. You know, trade shows could be a great source of wholesale products, but they can be a little intimidating. Big show, in, like in Las Vegas, you don't know where to start. Here now to demystify them is Charlene Anderson, known on eBay as purveyor of all things creative. She's also the co-author of a new book, Wholesale Sourcing, a step-by-step guide for e-commerce business. Ooh, I'm interested in this book, Charlene. How can trade shows benefit an eBay seller?
Well, you know, the nice thing about sourcing wholesale products and sourcing at trade shows is they're repeatable. So you can find products that you can resell and resell and resell. It's not like that one-off shirt that you find or collectible games or whatever. It gives you a steady supply of inventory.
I like that. John Lawson mentioned that at the beginning of the show. One of his tips is that we should find a niche and go for it.
It's especially good for people who don't have access to a lot of thrifted garage sale collectible kind of things. So if you live in an isolated place in the country like I do, you can build a really good business with wholesale products on eBay.
And it's also easier because you're mailing out the same thing.
Yeah.
I like
it. Exactly.
Can just anyone attend a trade show? Just walk in off the street?
Yeah, they're going to let me and Lee in?
Well, it all depends on the show. Yeah. And it really does depend on the show. Most bona fide trade shows, and I mean trade shows that are geared to buyers who own retail stores, whether they be online retail stores or brick-and-mortar retail stores, have requirements for you to get in. The shows that say wholesale doodads open to the public, that's not really a trade show, because if it's open to the public, it's not a wholesale show in the way that we like to look at it. So most of the shows, all you need are your basic business documents, meaning, you know, your sales tax number or license, your business license if your state or city requirements, and usually a business card is all it takes to get into the vast majority of trade shows.
What's your favorite trade show?
I'm kind of prejudiced. I'm leaving Thursday for my very favorite trade show. It's the Craft and Hobby Association trade show. And since my niche is creative things, it's the place to be for me. Doesn't hurt that it's in Anaheim, California, in the middle of winter either.
You know, I own a domain, craftradionetwork.com, and I was trying to get that going many years ago to get a craft radio network going. And I did my show. I did a remote from that same show.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, it was very interesting, those craft
people. It is. It's you know, if you're not interested in the niche, it's kind of you think all these people are crazy and excited over paint and yarn and all that. But
oh, they do.
But for me, it's my favorite show. Other people love more general shows like the ASD show that's in Vegas.
Oh, Griff and I did a show from that, didn't we?
Oh, yeah, that was actually great fun. Yeah.
It was. It was years ago.
There's a little bit of everything at a show like that. There are shows for any niche, from crafts and hobbies to housewares to gourmet foods to imported foods to shoes. You name it, there's a trade show for it.
What can an online seller expect at a trade show exactly?
You can expect to be overwhelmed at your first one because it's like you're a kid in the candy store. It's rows and rows and rows of stuff to buy to resell. So once you get past the overwhelm, you can expect to find products to sell. And how many you find and what you find all depends on the kind of show, what your buying criteria are. Do you want to sell, you know, $10 items that you can flip quickly and keep moving? Are you looking for more expensive items? Do you want items that are easy to ship, or does that matter to you? I kind of have the I love to ship in bubble envelope criteria for my eBay stuff, so I really look for things at a reasonable price point, $25 to $35 minimum, that I can put in a bubble envelope. So now, that's my particular criteria.
So
yours
these
might be different.
These things like the AMD show, are they generally new products, or do you see the same products there?
Both. You'll see the old standbys, you know, the line that's carried every year because it just keeps selling. And most shows also feature new and hot products. And in many times, the new products are put in a separate area of the show. And I love that, because that's the place I go to first. Because I want to be the first to sell those.
Well, of course.
So go to the new exhibitor area, and you can find stuff that the public hasn't seen yet, because they're just releasing it.
So are those exhibit areas actually cordoned off as new exhibit? I mean, how do you find?
In some shows they are. The CHA show does set up a separate bunch of aisles for the new exhibits. Other shows, they're interspersed, and they'll be noted on your show guide. The worst case scenario is if they aren't noted anywhere, but it's been years since I've been to a show that didn't separate them out.
Okay, well, that's, I really didn't know that. I'm going to keep an eye on that when I go.
Yeah, so if you do go, I find that and get there the minute the doors open on the first day, because you can also, you have the opportunity then to become their exclusive seller of those products.
Right, if you get there first, yeah.
Yeah, if you're first, and I have to say that has been my saving grace, as I'm fast on my feet.
Well,
and I've gotten there and gotten the attention of the person first, because I know the person who's in line behind me waiting to talk to them is going to ask the exact same thing. You know?
Well, so my question would be, though, how, when you're at a trade show, you're negotiating these deals, is asking for exclusivity, is that a common practice?
Not really. It's a common for me, because I like to be the exclusive seller, but it's not a totally common practice everywhere. It's done, and the smart buyers do it, but it hasn't caught on with very many online sellers yet. That's changing as things have grown up and grown around the whole bringing wholesale to eBay. More and more people are asking for it. So I would say that probably 3/4 to 7/8 of the booths that you'll visit have had somebody ask that before, somewhere along the line. So it's not a foreign concept to them.
Griff, when you and I did that AMD show,
yes.
That was a long time ago, and yeah. I remember they didn't like, some of those booths did not like eBay sellers.
No, in
they
fact,
didn't get us at
yeah,
all.
Yeah, we ran into that a few places where people said, yeah, I don't want to do business with you if you're from eBay.
Yeah, cool. Fortunately, it's gotten better.
Oh, of course.
Even in the past, like, 2 years, it's gotten way better.
Yeah, I'd say after 20 years of existence, we're not going to go away. So.
Well, exactly. And, you know, that's the thing where you, as a eBay store owner, can promote yourself as how long you've been in business, what your feedback is, how professional you are. And they may not like eBay as a whole, but if they like you as a person and your business practices, that goes a long way in getting them to say yes.
So how can we find out where trade shows are being held?
There is a great online source called Trade Show News Network, and the website is www.tsnn.com.
Oh.
And it will allow you to search for trade shows by niche. So you can search by giftware shows, arts and crafts shows, shoe shows.
Can you search by region?
And you can search by region. You can narrow it down to cities. So if you only want to go to shows in New York City, you can narrow it down to that. It's worldwide, so if you want to go to Hong Kong for shows, they will be listed there. It's a great, great resource, and it's the first place I look when I'm trying to think of new trade shows to find new products.
Can you give us the website? Is there a website to go to?
Yes.
It's www.tsnn.com.
Okay, I just want to make sure I got that down. Do we need to spend a lot of money on products at trade shows? Do I need to actually go with a wad of cash, like if I was going to governmentauctions.com?
No. Most trade shows, unless they have a separate area called cash and carry, means you buy it and take it then, they are there to take orders for products and ship them to your, quote, warehouse, meaning garage or living room or wherever that may be. And many of them will take credit cards for your orders, or you can open up a 30-day account. It's in most cases, if there's not a cash and carry area, or they don't specify cash and carry on the last day, you can't buy products right at the show. They're there for ordering.
And that's the majority. Is it right in thinking that this is the majority of exhibitors? They're not bringing tons of stock to sell at the show.
Exactly. They are bringing shop stock to entice you to buy it to carry in your store. And then I say never order at the show. You may find the products you want, but I say you need to go home and think about it. If it's a new product line, go home and think about it. then call up the company and order it after you get home and have your budget all sorted out. It can be real. You can make a lot of impulsive decisions if you order at the show because of the excitement and all that kind of stuff.
That's a problem.
Yeah. So this gives you a cooling off period where you can go home and think about it, and then go ahead and do it with a clear mind.
What if we negotiate and get it? Do we get a better price right there on site if we negotiate?
I'm of the mind that, excuse the English, but if you don't ask, you don't get.
Exactly.
So I always ask for things, whether it be a quantity discount. Well, if I take 20 cases of this item, can you knock 5% off?
So at that point, you need to get the person's business card if you're going to go home and think about it.
Right, exactly. Right.
I'm going to cut you off because this is an important thing. Tell us about your new book.
Yes, the book.
Darla Flack and I wrote a book called Wholesale Sourcing, and it's aimed specifically at e-commerce sellers. And it walks you step by step from registering your business in your state to going to trade shows, to negotiating at trade shows, to keeping things organized, working with sales reps, evaluating products, whether they would be good for sale. We've really tried to answer all the questions that we get asked every day about how do I get involved into wholesale sourcing.
Thank you so much.
Charlene, it's always a pleasure. Thank you for coming on.
Purveyor of all things creative.com.
This segment was sponsored by ShipStation, wherever you sell, however you ship. Coming up next, e-commerce success tips for 2015 here on eBay Radio.
Imagine spending more time sourcing new products and creating listings and less time shipping your orders. With Stamps.com, you can print labels for any USPS mail class in seconds, saving valuable time. To help with your shipping, Stamps.com has come up with a special offer for eBay sellers. A free shipping program that includes a bonus, a free 5-pound shipping scale. A modest shipping and handling fee is required. You get all the benefits and features of Stamps.com custom designed for your eBay sales. This free Stamps.com program lets you import sales data from multiple eBay accounts automatically. You can batch print multiple labels in seconds and brand your shipping labels by adding your company logo. Go to Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio. Then sign up for the free shipping program. Sign up today and enjoy your free 5-pound scale. Compliments of Stamps.com.
Mark and Robin Levine of BubbleFest say that seller networking has been key to their success. They've attended the eBay Radio Party and Conference, eBay on Location, and more seller meetup groups around the country. Now, they would like to give back. Specifically, Mark and Robin will sponsor any new or existing online sellers meetup group up to $75 per year throughout 2013 and 14. Email Mark at BubbleFest.com. For more information.
As an eBay seller, responding to your customers' messages is crucial to your success. But as your business grows, you find you're spending more and more time sifting through those emails each day. Introducing Reply Manager. They streamline the process of replying to buyers through eBay's My Messages. Reply Manager is the only tool that offers category tags and standard replies for the resolution center. Plus, email threads along with internal notes and reminders keep the conversation intact. And you can take action on multiple emails from multiple selling channels all at once. You set the criteria to automatically sort messages, set autoresponders, and generate detailed reports. And Reply Manager won't leave you hanging. They're always available during business hours with after-hours support for emergencies as well. Visit ReplyManager.com for a free trial. No risk, no credit card. ReplyManager.com.
So, you've heard about Kabbage and their cash advances. You've got some plans and you need a few thousand dollars to put them to work. The Kabbage application is designed to be fast, painless, safe, and free. Just go to Kabbage.com and we'll check out your sales data, customer traffic, buyer feedback, and your e-commerce accounts to determine how much cash to advance. Pronto. So you can get on with what you do best, making profits. Kabbage with a K.com, providing working capital to online sellers just like you.